And a good Labor Day, all of you at home and here in the Peyton Center. Nice. I like it. Bear season ticket holders have descended upon this building on the campus of Hallow Hall here at Lake Forest to get jacked up about the 2017 season. Y'all jacked up? All right. Special edition, of course, of the Coaches Show with John Fox and President and CEO Ted Phillips and General Manager Ryan Pace. We're with you until 7:30 tonight, so we're going to have these three gentlemen here for the entire hour. We'll start with Coach Fox since we get you every week. Good to be with you. Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to roll, and do you like your new 2017 Bears?
Love the 2017 Bears. We've had a great camp. I know it didn't finish well, but I think overall we had a great training camp, kind of laid the foundation for an exciting season.
What do you like the most about these guys?
Well, I think, first of all, getting guys back. You know, guys that we missed a lot last year, Eddie Goldman, Kyle Fuller, you know, Kevin White. You know, guys that were going to be a big part that we didn't even have, you know, with us most of the season last year. You know, I think the additions of our rookie class, the free agent class, very excited about, and so should you be.
And Ryan, you had yourself quite the offseason, signing players left and right, great draft class by all accounts and what we've seen firsthand. And then, you know, trimming the roster down to 53 and keeping an eye on what was going on. Was it as crazy a weekend as you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's been a busy, I'd say, 72 hours. You know, not a lot of sleep the last 3 days, but it was busy. I think our personnel department, I think we can really take advantage of a strong personnel department during these moments. And I feel like we did that. The guys had us very well prepared. Josh Lucas, Champ Kelly leading that department. And I thought it went really fluid. You know, we're looking at, you know, it's another avenue to improve our team. We claimed three players we're excited about. But it's also, you know, a difficult time, too, because you're saying goodbye to a lot of good men. But we're through that now, and we got the 53 established. We got our practice squad established. We're ready to roll.
And you still, as you look at it, feel it's a deeper, more talented roster.
No question. I think John and I both feel that way, and you felt it throughout camp in the preseason. It's much deeper, much more competitive, and that makes us a better team.
President and CEO Ted Phillips, good to see you. What would you say, and we always ask you this, the leadoff question, kind of a state of the franchise as we start with the Atlanta Falcons coming up here on Sunday. What's your message to fans?
Well, first of all, I want to is that working?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I want to thank all of you season ticket holders on Labor Day. We're very honored and humbled for you guys to be here to kick off the season. It's always an exciting time for us, so thank you. And I want to say, so this is the three drafts, three free agent periods for Coach Fox and Ryan Pace and their staffs. So there's a real, we're feeling a real momentum now with some of the young players coming into their own. We're expectations on some guys to take that next level. So it's really an exciting time for us. We know we got a tough home opener against Atlanta coming up. And what I'd like to say to all of you and to the fans who aren't season ticket holders is we're going to do everything we can to deliver a first-class experience for you guys in the stadium, whether you follow on social media, whether you follow single games, whether you follow at training camp. We're going to deliver the best experience we can, and we need you guys Sunday to give us a home field advantage so we can pull the upset against the Falcons, and that's what we're counting on.
Sounds good. The vibe in the building as it's built towards where we are today, what's it been like?
It's been awesome. And, you know, this is the first year where there's only been one cut down. So, you know, my hat's off to Ryan and the personnel department and Coach Fox and the coaches. As Ryan said, they really came prepared. They haven't had any sleep for the last 3 days. But the buzz is real. You know, we've transformed the quarterback position. And so that's really exciting, both for now and for the future. So we really think that the team is now on the verge of becoming a winning organization, and that's what we all strive for here.
John, we've talked about this. We touched on it last week in our debut show as well, and you are very excited about certain aspects of this team at the moment and in terms of how it's been put together and so forth. Now you get into the why. Why do you feel it's better?
Well, I think, you know, you even just start a quarterback. A year ago, the last six games, we played with a quarterback that wasn't even in camp, and he's not even in the league now. You know, as no insult to him, but, you know, you can't win in the NFL like that. You know, I think, you know, Ryan and his staff have done a great job as far as going out. You know, we got Mike Glennon in free agency, a young, talented quarterback that very, very competitive and very, very smart and has performed well, just became expendable there because they drafted a guy high. He's had a great camp for us. We're excited about having him. We go out and draft the number two player in the draft in Mitchell Trubisky. And he came in and he's learned the offense. He's way beyond even our expectations as far as how fast he's learned and absorbed our offense and NFL football. So, you know, and Mark Sanchez is a veteran guy, he's been a top player in the draft. He's been through all the experiences. So he's a great, great teammate for both of those guys and can relate to both of them where they've been and help tutor them. So number one, the quarterback position. You know, you look at tight end. You know, we went out and addressed it in free agency. We also drafted a young player in Adam Shaheen and arguably probably one of our more productive players. Zach Miller got hurt late in the season last year. Our offensive line, I think, is a complete upgrade. The running back position, Jordan Howard, you know, coming back from a Pro Bowl type season. You know, you look at, you know, Tariq Cohen, very exciting young player, you know, as well as Benny Cunningham, you know, a guy that's a veteran guy. So we've got depth and we've got ability it really everywhere. We've upgraded on offense. The receiver position, I think, you know, a lot of people are wondering because we haven't got a lot of guys that have played. It was a tragic injury for Cam Meredith. You know, it's all obviously tough for us. You know, but we got Kevin White stepping in now. You know, we've gone out and signed, you know, some veteran receivers that we feel good about. So I think the receiver position is probably the biggest question mark. I'm not going to say it's a weakness, but one that we'll have to figure out, especially early.
You know, Brian, he touched on this at his news conference earlier today with the local media that, for right now, and maybe the whole season, it's going to be a team built on the run. And your 53 kind of reflects it with a fullback and the multitude of tight ends you have.
Yeah, I think so, Jeff. When we're, you know, breaking down to our 53, you know, we try not to get so caught up in, hey, you got to keep this number at this position. Let's just keep the best players and let it all sort out. And for us, we had a really strong group of tight ends, a really strong group of running backs, and we like this fullback. So that was just a matter of keeping the best players, the most talented players, and we feel like we've done that.
All right, Nick Kwiatkowski had a very good preseason. He's the Xfinity Player of the Game, brought to you by Xfinity. That was on Thursday night of last week against the Cleveland Browns. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at the Walter Payton Center, special edition with head coach John Fox, team president and CEO Ted Phillips, and general manager Ryan Pace. Big John, 13-sack preseason. We saw some fun in that last game with the double-barreled linebacker blitzes and guys coming from everywhere. Is that in the offing here for Vic Fangio and the fellas?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to increase our turnovers, and to do that, you have to pressure more. I think, you know, we've addressed some needs in the secondary. You know, it's kind of a catch-22. When you pressure, you got to play more man-to-man. If you're not really good at covering, that's hard to do. So hopefully we've shored that area up. We'll be able to pressure more, and I think you saw some of that during the preseason.
You're getting Pernell McPhee back. Today you went through, you were asked a lot about, and you know, the injury report will come out Wednesday, obviously, right. So we'll know more then, but I would say the fact that you brought him off of PUP is you're optimistic in the week or in the coming weeks he's going to give you some playing time.
Well, no doubt, because I think, you know, if he'd have stayed on PUP, we wouldn't have been able to use him until after week seven. You know, I think our medical people did a great job rehabbing him, getting him back, or strength and conditioning, you know, getting him in shape without actually playing football. And then I think our coaching staff will do a good job of managing him moving forward. And I thought in today's practice, he looked good.
Ryan, these tough times when you've got starting players, you know they're on the mend, but you're not 100% sure what kind of impact they'll make in the early going because they haven't been playing. I think of guys like Kyle Long, Pernell, and so forth. There's some other starters that are iffy for this week, I'm sure. Is it hard when you make your final 53 and make those decisions, or are those conversations with your medical staff right on point and make it easier that way on you?
I think, Jeff, it comes down to having a lot of trust and confidence in our medical staff. So it's our trainers, it's our strength coaches, it's our doctors. And, you know, we all sit and we talk together, and, you know, when they give us confidence and kind of where the player is, we feel confident making those decisions. So, you know, Pernell McPhee is a great example. You know, for us to all sit in a room and everyone look us in the eye and say, hey, this guy's ready to go. This is the strongest he's ever been. This is the best weight he's ever been at. And this is really the best he's felt since Baltimore. So that gets us excited, and it's kind of going to be
interesting.
Yeah.
I see the grin.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So, I mean, you mentioned it too. So that's saying a lot because I know – he was a hellacious pass rusher with the Baltimore Ravens, and he didn't play full-time snaps, and he gave you guys some very good play in his first year, and unfortunately bitten by the injury bug. But when you talk about a guy being in his best shape ever with his mentality and his emotion, that sounds like a perfect storm.
Well, we hope so. I think I think he proved it the first eight games that he played for us as a Chicago Bear. I think around the league he was probably the best free agent signing of that season. So, hopefully we got him back healthy, and he can remain healthy, and we're excited about watching him.
We can talk about injuries and everything like that for a long time. Ted, you and your staff were in conversations throughout the course of the offseason as Ryan proposes different things and John proposes different things about nutrition for players, about enhancement of the way you analyze the amount of effort guys are putting in practice, GPS systems, technological advancements that go beyond our imagination, which has certainly been put into place here. Were you even intrigued by what you heard to sign off on all of this stuff?
Yeah, what it's all about is just getting an edge, Jeff. We're trying to get a little bit of an edge in everything that we do. So whether it's the sensors that Catapult puts in so that we can measure a player's workload and know when to pull them out of practice and set them up for the right amount of plays on game day, to virtual reality systems, which help the quarterbacks learn even when they're not in live action. All those things make us more competitive, get us ready for game day. And the key is you need the coaching staff to buy into all that technology. And Coach Fox and his crew, they've been embracing it. The players are embracing it, and they're realizing that there's different ways that different players learn, and you educate them in different ways, whether it's walkthroughs or virtual reality. And they're doing a great job with it, and as long as they're the type of technological advancements that everyone buys into, we're gonna invest there and make it a staple of what we do going forward.
John, you are old school football coach. Ryan's a new age general manager. Hold on. You're old school. But were you even amazed at some of the stuff that's coming down the pike and when Ryan would present it to you, or even things you've heard from other coaches and to implement it here?
Well, I think the Catapult Zebra has kind of taken over the NFL on game day. Catapult was a system that we had used where I'd been before. So it was just a matter of, getting it indoctrinated, getting people that can read it here. And I think, the Bears have been great about making that happen. Management's been great. Cost has not been an issue. And I think everybody's adapted to it well.
Ryan, has it helped? Do you know if it helped already?
I think, Jeff, we're always looking to tweak things every offseason. That'll never change. And we know injuries are going to be part of our game. That's why the depth's important. But I think it will help. I think Jen Gibson, Jason George, Nate Bresky, your head trainer, they've done a great job with it too. And so it's not just having the technology, it's using the data the right way. And I think they've broken it down. And, the coaches, they take that advice when we're in meetings discussing it. So it's gotten to the point now, even with the Catapult data, because it can track, top end speeds of practice, total distance traveled, player load, but the players will see it, and they'll go look to challenge each other who ran the fastest this practice, and if they don't feel like they beat their opponent, they'll say something's wrong with the equipment. That's kind of their way out. But it's been really good technology that we're using. The virtual reality equipment, it's the quarterbacks are using it. All of them have used it a lot, but now it's even gone on to the offensive linemen. Kyle Long was in there using it today, so it's really interesting.
Hicks earlier today was asked about John about what people outside the organization feel about the Bears, and it isn't all that positive, obviously. And he quickly shut down any discussion of that because it really doesn't matter.
No, I think it comes from within, and we talk about it all the time. You do got to close out the outside noise. If you don't believe it inside, you're not going to be one of those teams that can go from 4-12 to 13-3, which happened last season. And which can happen every season. It's part of the NFL. I think what makes it a great game. I think which increases what fans can think. So our people believe that we are going to turn it around, and it starts with how they work.
Captains are voted on today. Mike Glennon was one of the newcomers, obviously, and Quinton Demps. And from my perspective, for new players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, when you have some established guys that have been in the system for a couple years, I would imagine it's not easy to get named captain. So that says a lot about Quinton Demps.
Well, I think it says a lot about the two guys you mentioned, Mike Lennon and Quinton Demps. You know, I think you have to function in the locker room. They've been functioning since March, and there's a lot of work being done in the building, outside the building, in the classroom, on the field. And it's about respect, and I think you don't earn that respect coming into a new place, a new job with your workmates unless you show that you can work and that you're a pro. And I think it says a lot about the people that Ryan and his staff have had, and they're both tremendous young men as well as good football players that are going to help the Bears.
All right, Jarrell Freeman, also Sherrick McManus, who just keeps coming back and getting stronger every year on special teams. Love that Northwestern product and a local state of Illinois product from Peoria. You love those type of guys. I know you love Josh Bellamy in the same manner.
Yeah, I think, there's cornerstones to being successful. And, one of them's hard work and one of them's enthusiasm. And you need them both to work hand in hand when you're doing something that's a hard job. And playing pro football is a hard job.
And Josh Sitton is in there as well. The Packers didn't do that. They didn't name captains during the regular season. This is his first time as a captain. And you talk about a grizzled, tough guy. That's Josh Sitton. And Ryan, John, last week in our coaches show, talked about getting many players that practice like they play on Sunday in the building. Is this a discussion you guys have? Because he sees the number of those type of players you can count on practice to carry it to Sundays and lead the way during the week in the building now.
I think it's not just a talent. It's obviously the right mindset and the right makeup of the kind of guys we're looking for. And Coach Fox has done a great job with me and our entire personnel department kind of painting the picture of the type of player we're looking for. And it's up to us to go find those guys. And I feel like we've accumulated more and more of those players. And when you walk into our locker room, you can feel that. And that's going to pay dividends.
Do you know now exactly what he wants in players?
Definitely. Yeah, it's been pounded in my head, and it should be.
Do you hear it down the hallway, Ted?
All the time.
Well, and that's right. If you're not in lockstep, forget about it. I mean, everything doesn't have to be agreeable. Texture and context is important also, right?
We are. We're obviously together more than we are with our wives, and we know each other well, and I know exactly what John's looking for. I mean, two of the words that have come up all offseason are rugged, grit, the kind of guys we want, and I think we've accumulated a lot of those guys, and I think you saw it throughout camp.
Speaking of camp, Ted, there's ever-changing rules in the CBA that prevent how much practice time these guys can get, required days off, and all the safety concerns that are valid, of course. You still believe in going off campus for training camp, or do you ever see the day here at Hallis Hall where even a portion of training camp might be available to the public on your grounds?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, personally, I think it gives the players something different, breaks up the monotony of just being at Hallis Hall the whole time. I know a lot of teams are bringing their camp back to their headquarters. We have a situation where it's a little difficult to fit the kind of fan base that we get at ONU, which is thousands of people a day. We wouldn't be able to do that here, so it would be a different setup. At the same time, we're building two new fields here, but we're doing that so that we can rotate the fields. We'll have four practice fields then, so we can kind of keep all four of them. If we rotate them the right way, we can keep them all in pristine condition for both training camp, off season, and during the season.
Very good. That'll be coming here soon, right? The new fields?
Hopefully.
Yeah,
we still got a few things to work out.
Quinton Demps, everybody, your team captain defensively along with Jarrell Freeman. And he was on a very good front seven, John Fox, obviously in Houston a year ago. So I think we should listen to what the man's saying. He knows what a good front seven looks like.
Well, he's right. I think, getting Eddie Goldman back, you look at Akeem Hicks, I think he's, got a Pro Bowl type potential. I think it comes with winning. Team accolades will definitely help those individual accolades. You look at Leonard Floyd, who's a terrific athlete, missed quite a bit of time last year. He's gotten much improved. You get back Willie Purnell, guys that are, can maintain and stay healthy all season. You look at Roy Robertson Harris. He was a guy, Ryan and them found from El Paso. I was an outside linebacker, put him on IR a year ago. Not all IRs are due to injury. Sometimes they can help you manipulate your roster. All right, but you know, here's a guy that we definitely.
But he did have an illness, though.
Well, he got a very serious illness. All right, but you know, we were smart enough to IR him. All right, and really, he got to develop physically, and I think you know, got up to 290, and he's a very, very talented young player at defensive end. Jonathan Bullard, who was a young guy last year, he's developed. You know, in the second year, you'll see flashes of those two guys that give us great depth and ability at the position. So, you know, up front, I think we've much improved. We're much better. Our linebackers, you know, we mentioned Quit earlier as far as, you know, his sack in one of the games. But he learned a lot of valuable experience last year having to play with Jarrell and Danny out. So he's that much more developed. And then we get Danny back. You know, we talked about Jarrell Freeman, you know, what he brings to the table. So, you know, that's as good a front seven as there is in the league.
Which will help everything on the back end, presumably, as well. Ryan, the quarterback, obviously, was your big thing this offseason. You were going to find a way to make this thing work. As you sit back now and get ready to watch it all unfold, what's going through your head?
You know, I think when we talk about the quarterback position, it was obviously a major priority for us. And honestly, you don't have a chance until you have that position right. So we aggressively attacked it in multiple ways. It's a totally new room, and we feel really, really good about it. The whole room, from Glennon to Trubisky to Sanchez, it's a really good room, and we're really confident in that going forward.
Did you enjoy watching the development of all three in various stages in different areas? Forget about the early preseason games for a minute, because that's always a big guess because you're not game planning and so forth, but you guys have, and John, you can jump in too, and Ryan, you have the benefit of seeing every single meeting and practice and how it unfolds and how they all work together.
Definitely, and I know coaches talked about this before. They're all three new to the offense and new to the scheme, so there's a growth process that takes place, and I think you saw with Mike Glennon in the Titans game, you know, the preparation that he had and, you know, that to come to fruition in the game and for him to play very well, and I think, you know, everyone sees, you know, Mitch's natural talent. You know, he's very athletic, he's very accurate, he's a quick processor. And then Sanchez, we lean on his experience, and he's the most experienced guy in the room, and he brings a lot of positive energy, and he can still play. So I think it's a really good room. It's a really important room. They all mesh well together.
And, John, getting Mitchell snaps, no matter how and what form, is still important here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're – you know, that's the problem with developing quarterbacks in this league, and has been for some time. We fooled around with NFL Europe a few years back. That gave some guys some opportunities. Kurt Warner, you know, Jake DeLome, a guy that played for me, developed in that league. They wouldn't have developed had it not been for that. It's becoming more and more difficult now because we don't have a farm league. You have to take quarterbacks high in the draft, and you better know how to develop them. So they need every rep they can get, and the preseason games are that evaluation.
Ryan, let's start with you because with a gleam in his eye and a crooked smile, and I'm not talking about Santa, I'm talking about your tight end, Zach Miller. He knew in his heart of hearts he was going to make this football team. He was not going to let it slip away from him. He's been through too much. How much respect do you have for this guy?
A ton of respect for him. You know, he's really the veteran in that room. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader for our team. He's overcome a lot in his career and persevered from that. And he's a big part of our offense. He's a really good player. So we're glad we have him. I think all those tight ends complement each other really well. Deion Sims is going to be a good piece. Shaheen, Daniel Brown, and Zach Miller. So it's a really good room, and he's the vet in that room.
And Ben Broniker brought back to the practice squad today. Kevin White, we had a question before the show tonight about Kevin White and where he's at, and do you feel he's ready to take off?
You know, he's had a great camp. He's healthy. He's in shape. And he's just practiced in full speed right now. So today was really good practice for him. I think we're all excited to see, you know, him show everybody what he can do, and I know he's anxious for that.
Is always an open house for playmakers, correct? Do you see more that are knocking on the door than you did here in the first couple years that are going to be playmakers on either side of the ball, John?
No doubt. You know, I just, you know, again, everybody's kind of leaning on offense, but, you know, Kevin's obviously one of those guys. I go back getting Zach Miller healthy. We're in Giant Stadium. It's got a new name now, but I'm still calling it Giant Stadium. All right, but we're there a year ago. All right, and we win that game if Zach Miller doesn't get hurt. That was the one matchup we had. They're pretty good outside. They locked us down pretty good. But we had it rolling on offense with Zach. And he didn't get hurt. I tell you, we win that game. And that's against a playoff team. I look over, adding, all the quarterbacks, the mix of that room I like. Tariq Cohen. Yeah, that guy's electric. The human joystick is what his name was in college. And he is that, even in the National Football League. And he's short. He's not small. And there's a difference. Steve Smith, a receiver, was short, but he wasn't small, didn't play small. This guy's got that kind of ability, explosive ability. You go back to Jordan Howard. I mean, a year ago this time, nobody even knew who Jordan Howard was. He was about third on the depth chart at this meeting a year ago. He can only get better and take off. I see that. He's a year better as a pro. His body's better. The way he takes care of himself is better. So there's a lot of playmakers that, the tight end Deion Sims, nobody knows much, but he's a big blocking guy that can also get down the middle of the field, which you need, when people start ganging up on you in the box.
And you said today, we're going to be a run dominant team.
Right.
But will that be something you lean on all year, or do you need it to get this thing going in the right direction from day one, just to ease you into it a little bit? See what you got.
Well, I think first of all, it's a mindset. Is on both sides of the ball. And this is a tough game played by tough people. And the mindset of being able to run the ball and be able to stop the run. I mean, I think it's just, you have to have that mindset, in my opinion, to be a successful football team. Because you're going to need that element, whether it's in 4 minutes, it's on the goal line, and vice versa. Stopping a critical situation, all right, and making a critical situation happen. And then you just play football from there. I think, it starts there. Then you can do all the trickery stuff, all right, and fool them stuff, the finesse stuff. But that's where the game starts, and that's what we want to be good at.
Ted, as you look out of the fans, they all want to hear that this team is headed in the right direction. What do you tell them?
Well, I was just thinking, listening to Coach Fox talk, is that thinking about it as a fan, it's really an exciting time because we've got so many young players, ascending players, whether they're draft picks or free agents over the last 3 years. So it's time for some of those guys to start becoming the face of the franchise, for the fans to rally around new players that are going to lead us to winning times. So it's just really exciting when I think about being a fan. And I guess I would just say to all of you, trust in these guys. I do. Inside, we're very excited. Need you guys to be excited. Trust the plan, watch it unfold, and we'll get back to our winning ways.
Join us for a day of music, food, football, and fun at the Miller Lite Bears Block Party in Logan Square on Saturday, September 9th. Visit chicagobears.com for details. Remaining moments with our trio of guests tonight in a special edition, a Labor Day edition, an annual edition here at the Walter Payton Center for the Bears Coaches Show. I'll start with that because kickoff week, every year the NFL comes up with something new. So do you guys as an organization. This block party idea is something new. What should fans expect at the block party this weekend?
What should they expect? They should expect an entertaining time, a lot of entertainment, with a little football edge to it all, and it's exciting. It's something a little different than just going to a game, and it gets you all revved up for the opening game on Sunday.
I guess this is no time better than the present, Big John, to talk a little Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons, of course, the NFC defending champions, put up a lot of points on the board last year, just a monumental jump in production offensively led by Matt Ryan. What are we looking at here on Sunday?
Well, I think, he starts at quarterback. Obviously he's an accomplished guy. They did well taking him high in the draft. I think they've changed a little bit their offensive line, not a whole lot. They've got a very talented trio of backs led by Devontae. Receiver-wise, they probably got as good of a trio as there is in the league. That's why they led the league in scoring. That's why they led the league in total offense. And I think, a good way to beat them is going to be able to keep the ball away from them. I think we can't give anything big. Julio's made a ton of big plays. You just look at the number of catches he made in the Super Bowl, made that a very interesting game. But they're very talented, and it's going to take a team effort for us to beat them, even here at home.
Would you say the overall speed of Atlanta, especially at the linebacker position, with Deion Jones last year, a rookie, really elevate that defense from his position is a challenge. Speed at linebacker.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've kind of carried Seattle's, scheme all over the place, now in Atlanta. But they're a single high three deep zone team that relies on vision. They break on the ball, so they need good speed to execute their defense. I think Vic Beasley's another guy, a high talented pick the year before. He led the league in sacks this past year. So they're going to rush up front, and try to turn the ball over as far as make errors. And that's what they rely on defense. Statistically, they maybe weren't as high as they were on offense, but we need to be able to run the ball, be smart, not turning it over, and really be able to move the chains.
Mike Lennon, whether you know it or not, has had great success against the Falcons over the years. He's had four touchdowns, no interceptions, one start as a rookie, but mop-up duty the last couple of years. So it's not a bad thing.
No, certainly. I mean, we have some familiarity with them, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Would you say overall, arrow pointing up on the health of your football team?
Yes.
Heading into this week?
Yes. I feel, like I said, both talent level and depth, I feel much better this time this year than I did this time a year ago.
Ryan, you agree? And how do you look at these Falcons?
I totally agree with that. I think, we are a healthy team right now, and I think we're just kind of catching our stride at the right moment. The Falcons, I know them well from being in the division for a number of years. Matt Ryan's obviously an excellent quarterback. The offense is high-powered, and they can score quick. The defense, Thomas Dimitroff, my counterpart there, he's done a great job building that team. And I think they've addressed defense a lot recently, too. So there's a reason why they're the NFC champ. They're a good opponent. It'll be a real important test for us week one.
All right, and some of the rookies, you're going to have rookies contributing second year in a row. Last year, you and the Cleveland Browns used rookies so much. No one could ever say you don't like playing young players. Right? It's going to be that.
Especially when they're your best ones.
Sometimes that's the case. With the week and so forth, do you have any comment yet on what the depth chart will look like in terms of the quarterback position?
Wow.
Just hold off?
No, I can tell him, can I? No.
The big tease.
Yeah.
The big tease.
And only you could do it, Jeff.
And I will say this. As you look forward here, Ryan, and see all the work of the 3 years, it's not just 1 year, as you build this football team, would you say you're the most excited to begin a season?
No question. We talked about, stringing together successful drafts is how you build the team the right way. And we feel like we've done that, and we're doing that. And it is a process, but it's exciting. And it's great to see, all this young talent playing well. And just, looking in the stands, from my point of view, at a preseason game and seeing 24 jerseys and 94 jerseys, and that gets me excited because, that means we're acquiring good players that the fans can be proud of. And we're going to keep on doing that and keep on stacking good drafts.
What do you need from the fans Sunday, John?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, again, we're talking about the third year and in our existence. And it's been hard. It's been hard for us, and I know it's been hard for you, and I get it. I was standing at camp. We're standing behind the offense and talking to a particular player, I won't say who, and it's like you finally see it. They see it. Our players see it. We see it. I'm hoping we can prove it to you guys, and I'm hoping it's going to happen soon, and I'm sure it will.
Ted, we got a minute to go. Your thoughts on this same topic.
Just give us a home field advantage on Sunday. That's what we need from you guys. There's no one other than in this room, everyone in this room, no one wants to win more than the people here.
So it should be great. These guys worked the tail off this offseason to put together the 2017 Bears. We're all excited to take a look at it. Thanks for all your time. General Manager Ryan Pace, Head Coach John Fox, Team President and CEO Ted Phillips, thank you one and all. Thanks to our producer Dan Brulli tonight. Andy Gersher back at our Chicago studios. Jim Gudis and Lisa Fielding also helping us out on the board. Our engineer, Paul Zerang, John Flaws and Little Z. Steve Zerang, our sound people tonight. Bears Falcons, Soldier Field, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight to the Peyton Center. Drive home safely. Good night, everybody.